This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The body of former President George H.W. Bush lies in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda in Washington. He died Friday at age 94. The Bush family, including former President and son George W. Bush, accompanied the body from Texas. President and Mrs. Trump paid their respects in a late Monday visit. Lawmakers, Supreme Court justices, and former Bush administration dignitaries were also on hand. Among those delivering remarks, Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the First Family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family. And we thank you for sharing this special man with our nation and the world.
Mourners will be allowed to pass through the rotunda to pay their respects. Edward Djerejian is a former ambassador who served under the 41st president.
I think he'll be remembered as one of the most consequential foreign policy presidents of the United States. He was sublimely trained for the responsibilities he undertook as president.
Those include presiding over the end of the Cold War, leading an international coalition to oust Iraqi forces from Kuwait in 1991. Moroccan King Mohammed VI Monday visited Gabon's ailing president Omar Bongo, who's receiving treatment at a military hospital in Rabat. The king is said to have commented on the improving state of Mr. Bongo's health. A video of the Gabonese leader was also released. Mr. Bongo was moved from Saudi Arabia to Morocco a month after falling ill in late October. The nature of the illness is not known. The U.S. Embassy in the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa, is expected to reopen Tuesday after being closed for more than a week over a terrorist threat. The nature of that threat that forced the embassy's closure November 26th has not been revealed. This is VOA News. President Trump tweeted Monday he would like to meet with his Chinese and Russian counterparts to find ways to reach a meaningful end to the major and uncontrollable arms race. He said the U.S. spent $716 billion this year and called that crazy. John Tierney is executive director of the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation.
I think he's right that it's crazy that this country spent $716 billion, but he's as much to blame for it as anybody else. He signed the bill and he didn't really come back with any alternatives, of which there are plenty.
Tierney said it must involve careful preparations and knowledgeable people for such a arms control meeting to take place. Mr. Trump indicated the U.S. plans to withdraw from a 30-year-old missile treaty with Russia over charges Moscow is violating it. The U.N. Security Council is to meet behind closed doors Tuesday to discuss Iran's latest missile test, as the U.S. called on European Union to sanction Tehran. Iran insists its missiles are strictly for defensive purposes. Indiana University analyst Hussein Benai said the program has been a sticking point even before the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement.
Iran's missile program was closely linked in terms of concern of Western countries when it came to Iran's nuclear program and nuclear activities.
U.S. Special Envoy in Iran, Brian Hook, has called the missile program a grave and escalating threat. A Security Council resolution backing the nuclear deal called on Iran to refrain from work on ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. British Prime Minister Theresa May Tuesday is expected to urge Parliament to back her deal on future relations with the European Union once Brexit occurs next March. A crucial one-week period of debate ahead of a crucial vote is to get underway then.
For the first time in more than 40 years, we will have an independent trade policy, and we will continue to be a passionate advocate for the benefits that open economies and free markets can bring.
There is strong opposition in Parliament from both sides to the deal, and its approval December 11 is far from certain. Pakistan Monday said President Trump is seeking its help in facilitating proposed Afghan peace talks. Mr. Trump sent a letter to Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan seeking support in ending the 17-year conflict while also offering a renewed bilateral relationship. A Sri Lankan court Monday ordered Mahinda Rajapaksa and his government from holding office. The South Asian island nation has been in political crisis since President Mairithpala Sirisena replaced Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe with Rajapaksa in October, then ordered parliament dissolved and new elections. Rajapaksa has lost two no-confidence votes. In space, the private U.S. space-based SpaceX Monday launched a Falcon 9 rocket that deployed more than 60 small satellites. The space agency NASA's Explorer has pulled to within 20 kilometers of an asteroid after a two-year chase. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.